Mark, the message from the coach was pretty clear yesterday. Team needs to put work before skill and be a bit more committed to things. What's the sense in the dressing room? Do you feel like you got the message?
Yeah, I think we did. I think we're ready for today. We know we have a lot of things to work on. I think all the guys are ready for tonight and ready to put it all on the table.
You know, we talked about it with Brian Little yesterday. It's not necessarily a matter of effort, but it's a matter of trying to find a way to be more effective. Is that something, again, that's on the guys' minds, is not, directing the energies in the right way?
Yeah, exactly. That's a huge thing. It's about being efficient out there. Whenever you're out there, you want to be an efficient player, and I think that's definitely a huge message that's been, portrayed to all of us, and I think we all got to just, buckle down and just, go hard.
Last year you played for a very good team in the OHL. This year coming into a tough situation with the way things are going early on. Is it difficult for a young player to try and find your way in this league with a team that's having a hard time?
Not really. It's it's just adversity. I went through a tough year my first year in Barrie, and it's nothing that we're all professionals here, and I think we all can deal with little adversities like that. It's a few losses. It's not. We're not 80 games into the season yet. We're only 9 games in, and still have about 75 left. So, I think we're not hitting the panic button yet. We obviously know we have a lot of things to work on, but for the most part, I think we know we're going to get better. We know we're going to progress to get better each and every day, and that's all you can think about.
Mark, are you feeling any pressure yourself? Maybe in your production. I think you have just 1 point this year in the 9 games.
Not really. It's not about points at all. That's the main thing. It's about the team winning. It's about getting 2 points every game. It's about getting a win every game. It's not about if I score, if anyone else has scored. It's just about winning as a team. It's not an individual sport. It's a team sport, and I think that's a thing that I think everyone needs to think about. It's a team thing, and we're doing it for each other. That's the biggest thing.
Have you found any challenges in playing with different line mates to kind of moving things around a little bit, just as you try to find a comfort level?
Not really. We've played with a lot of players over the last few years, and I think you just gotta be adaptable. That's the biggest thing. You can't worry about who you're playing with. You just gotta go out there, work your hardest, and give it your all every shift, and that's the biggest thing.
On your team last season, kind of gauge the leadership in the dressing room, with the Jets this year.
There's a lot of good leaders on this team. Everyone can be a leader in their own way. I think that's a huge thing. I don't think it's just relied on one person. I think it's relied on the full team. Each individual has to be the leader in their own way. If it's talking in the room, if it's leading by example on the ice, it's in all ways you got to be a leader. And I think every guy on this team has been a leader once in their career, and I think you all gotta bring it out to be a successful team.
Does it come down to being a leader on the ice more so than in the room, just with the way things have been going lately?
Yeah, for sure. You gotta go out and you gotta show that you're you can't just talk the talk. You gotta walk the walk as well. So, words are only words. I think everyone's gotta you gotta be able to do it on the ice too. And I think that's a big thing. Everyone can lead by example and in their own way. And I think that's a huge thing that we have to do.
What do you think leads the way?